Oh, well, we're on the subject.
You mean the grazing thing?
Yeah.
I have that paper.
You know what? That's another thing. Vance,
I was like the recycle bin move.
I was going to bring that up, but you said not to bring it up until the after the annual meeting. So I had that paperwork, and I was going to put it on there.
What are you talking about?
Grazing rights?
No, I was just going to tell you guys that Danny Albrecht runs a lot of head of cows, and he has haggard me. I mean, literally haggard me.
He's the
fish man, brings in our fish. He keeps calling me, saying, Barbara, I want to bring my cows out there. I will pay you $12.50 a single cow and $15 per pair. We're currently getting $10
per pair.
He wants to bring them out here. He says, I will bring out whatever number you tell me that you can handle, you know, that you want me to bring. And so what I'm trying to say is that he's very adamant. He lives in Richfield. He says, you know, I would come out, you know, and work them, you know. He says, I don't know why you guys don't do this and have cattle drives and let the members in on my cattle drives the days that I would gather. I'd let you guys all know. I mean, this is what Dale and I talked about. This is what we want. And we've had a very difficult time working this out with Mr. Robinson. I'm sorry. I like Mr. Robinson, but I'm telling you what, when you touch his cows, the lid comes off.
He tells us what he's going to do up here.
He tells us what he's going to do, where his cows are going to go, and you cannot help with them. And not dudes anyway. And so Mr. Albrecht is willing to do that. He's willing to have us help him with it, you know, move these cattle. I mean, I think this is something seriously that the ranch needs to consider. He wants to bring them out and start next. He wanted to bring them out this year. I told him I didn't have time because it was too short a notice for Brent. But he wants to start as soon as we allot him. And I think that it's something that seriously you need to think about getting out of your contract with Mr. Robinson and considering him this other guy.
There's less cows and more money.
And more money and a lot less hassle and a lot more fun and a lot more participation from the owner. You know, you wouldn't have this problem. You'd say, Danny, your cows are down here. They need to be up there. And he'd bring a couple cowboys and they'd be up there the next weekend, you know?
He said he's willing to help fix the fences.
I mean, to me, this is what we need. This is an answer to what we need. One of our major problems around here, and I think that if you want to do this, you've got to make a conscious decision really soon. You can't wait until next spring to make this decision because you need to give Brent Robinson notice and you need to give Danny Albrecht notice so that he can plan. So these guys don't have these thousands of heads of cows and, you know, find a place to put them overnight. They plan ahead, so they know.
How many cattle is he talking about?
Well, he has a lot more cattle than he'd bring here. He just bring how many head of cattle we said we can handle. I mean, currently to this year, Brent has 80 pair in here.
80 pair?
80 pair.
And 80 cows. You know,
80 cows with a calf.
Calves are like this when they come out, but, you know, when they go off, they're...
that's okay. That's common. Yeah. You know, that's common. That's the way it works. But, you know, I said, Danny, you know, he says, well, I said, on some years we could handle a lot more than 80 pair up here, you know, a lot there. And other years, I mean, when it's drought, you can't. But these guys know that. They're willing to work with that. But I just think it's a decision that the board and the membership needs to be aware of and really push for and make a decision soon.
Brent Robinson used to do the herding and the roundups. He doesn't do them anymore?
I haven't had one since I've been...
Because we went on a couple of them with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. He gets upset.
See, now that's something that the members would enjoy.
They generally move down on their own, don't they, as it gets cold?
Oh, yeah. These cows are smart. They
that would
know.
Be...
He didn't even come and gather them last year. All his cows went home.
Yeah, he just opened the gates and they...
They went home. You know, a couple of stragglers and, you know, they got them. You know.
The thing we need is
we need the specifics. You kind of gave them to
us. Well, Danny's got specifics, but he wants to know if you're
would consider it.
Considered or not. Yeah. Because we have a contract with Brent Robinson for many more years. Wasn't it you two? You guys talked to
it's breakable. I mean, it's breakable on either
part. Breakable, but we have a 7-year contract that was established, I believe, 3 or maybe 4 years ago. So I think we have 3 more years to go.
Was it 2002?
I don't know.
I think the only thing is, we haven't raised his fee. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd have to give him the option. Hey, this is what we're offering. You know, I think you'd have to give Brent that option.
I think you would.
$15, Brent. You know, this is what we're offering. Being offered $15. You know, in our contract, we have that right. You know, raise fee. It hasn't been raised.
But we have to give him notice. You know, notice.
Well, is that something that?
I don't think it's something that needs to be...
The next...
Will it be handled in October? Is that soon enough? October or November?
Yeah, I think it should be.
But I think that Danny would like to know if you're even interested in this thing, which is kind of a hard decision to make, but because he's looking for somewhere to put his cows, you know, Well,
as good as for getting more income for usage of grazing, I would, for one, say, yeah, we're interested. I don't know what the other say, but I would say, of course, we're interested. But in fairness to Brett, I think whatever proposal we get from him, I mean, it's just Brett's the business the world. We ought to give him a chance to.
Okay.
That's just part of it, for the money. I mean, just the workability is the big issue.
And another issue, too, is that you guys, I think I told you all this, but so you need two new board members. It's, you know, we have our little hotels right now. We have 18 mamas, and this year we had 11. I don't know, calves. So that's add 12 to 18, there's 30. I think maybe we've only got 29. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that some of those are going to go out to auction. We were looking a little while ago, Taylor and I were, at how many spirit or bulls we have. So we're going to go to auction. Anyway, make a long story short, if we want to keep our herd at about 25 mama cows, then each year you've got approximately 25 calves going off of those cows. And that dollar figure, at the price of the beef has been recently, which obviously goes up and down a lot, you know, it's going to net you $500 a calf, you know. So you got $12,000, $12,500, but, you know, some costs a little bit to haul them out there. So take $12,000 out of your calves every year. There's a little bit of income there that we have not had in the past. And that's something I think that we want to consider, you know. But like Taylor and Dale were saying, you need a corral to work them. You know, we've had Brent's got our sweet shoot that's going out. We have really had expenses. I mean, for the first year or so, you can't expect that you're going to make $12,000. We're going to have it here ready-handed because, no, you're going to need to get a sweet shoot. You're going to need to build these fences. You're going to need to, you know, get some other equipment. You know, we've got branding stuff, but we need some other stuff.
Have you guys seen the herd? I mean, today they're sitting there on the curb right there.
That Johnny Brown curb?
All of them.
That's the ranch's herd right there.
They sure look lazy.
And they're sure looking beautiful, aren't they? So nice. You can get out and touch their nose if you're nice.
Why do we limit it to 25?
Winter feed.
You know, suddenly started having it. There's a check and balance there, and it's hard to know.
What do you do with Brent?
His
go home.
Gone.
His goes home.
He's just a summer graze.
See, and that way, I told Danny we would only be interested in a summer graze with him because our permits are summer. But, you know, we could go out and buy hay and keep a bigger herd here, but it doesn't always pay. Or we could find someplace and put ours in the winter, too, like these other guys, but it's...
Yeah. So we're getting into the real cattle business.
It's getting snow up here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you probably run 50 hands here. You know, if you just kept your own and worked it. But like I said, if you get a big heavy winter, then you're going to shovel most of your profit into hay.
Well, that's something for the new board to consider.